Today, the Wired's Sophie Landau speaks with Jason Waller, CEO of Perth-based artificial intelligence company IntelliCare, about how their technology is supporting both healthcare workers and aged care residents.
Using artificial intelligence and our passive sensors, we learn what's normal behaviour in the home. It sends out alerts to family members and caregivers when something's out of the ordinary. So over about a week, it learns what that normal behaviour is. But also significantly, detection's one thing, but prevention's the other thing. Looking at our data and inside the app, you can see long-term trends. So for instance, we've seen people who have had increased bathroom visits at night, and that can point to a urinary tract infection. An unchecked UTI can end up in worse infection and delirium, and deliriums are a cause of a fall. By detecting that and looking for that trend early in the piece, you can intervene rather than end up in a situation where you're hospitalised and you're no longer able to look after yourself independently.
It's quite understandable why a lot of people do want to stay at home. Is this a view that your organisation has, that aged care shouldn't be sort of the norm, that people should be able to stay in their homes for longer?
Absolutely. Residential aged care shouldn't be the normal pattern. It was the pattern for a while when we had the war generation. They would retire, go to a retirement village, and ultimately end up in a nursing home. People today, their stronger preference is to stay independent and live in their own home. And more to the point, with the growing influx of baby boomers, our economy can't support the ageing population. Aged care in a residential sense is very expensive. 80% of the aged care budget goes towards that, but only supports 20% of the population who require that aged care support. So economically speaking, it makes sense to stay in your own home, and that's the preference of people in the first place. Unfortunately, when they want to do that, the main technology they turn to stay safe is like a duress pendant, and people don't use those. In 80% of falls, people either didn't press the pendant or they didn't have it on them or it wasn't charged, and particularly if they're having early onset dementia, it's not something they remember to do. But using passive sensors and our smart home technology, it doesn't require that intervention from the homeowner. They can get on with their day and do their thing, and the sensors will take care of themselves. By doing that, you have a lower cost approach to aged care rather than the high cost residential approach, which is still needed for some people. It's not to say it's one or the other, but it's getting the right mix that's important.
How could this AI technology be used in the facilities themselves?
There's two key issues that staff often face. One is people going to the bathroom more at night and ensuring they've returned safely to their bed and haven't had a fall in the bathroom. And secondly, to ensure that they aren't wandering the halls if they do have, for instance, dementia and disturbing other residents of the facility. So with our sensors, we can track both those activities, and we have a dashboard that allows carers at a central location to monitor what's occurring. But the higher order benefit those organisations receive is they get better longitudinal data on how that person is behaving. That allows them to adjust their care model.
What do you see over the next few years of trends of people taking on technology like this?
What we've seen is an acceleration in the technology adoption curve. So in general, there's always those barriers that people have to adopting new technology, and particularly with the elderly. But that's been overcome to quite a large degree, and I think it's probably accelerated that by 2 to 5 years. I think you'll see this become the norm. Besides the fact that it actually provides that ability to provide better care, economically speaking, the country and many other countries have no other choice but to start to use technology to add on to that human touch. It's not a supplanting of it. It's an additional element that allows the human carer to be more productive.
IntelliCare CEO Jason Waller speaking with The Wire's Soph Landau.